The chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party says the hackers changed invoices that were submitted to the campaign by legitimate suppliers and then stole the money, more than $2 million. The FBI is now investigating, but the news underscores the fact that the Trump campaign nationally is struggling financially, the president's campaign war chest dwarfed by Joe Biden's. In Florida, President Trump, neck and neck with Joe Biden, launched a fresh assault on his rival.
Sleepy Joe's a little bit off. Let's face it. That Sleepy Joe is shot. And I'm not a fan of his, and he's not a nice guy. Just, you know, I feel better. If he was a nice guy, I couldn't say these things. He's not a nice guy. Now he doesn't remember whether or not he used to be a nice guy.
It's far from clear that suggesting Mr. Biden is an aging wreck will improve the president's standing among retirees in Florida. They are not lining up behind him the way Republicans would like. Strong winds in North Carolina led to the president's next rally being postponed on what was a challenging day for the Republican campaign.